B-Pod Studios.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
If you're in a relationship and it's not working, do you need for it to be completely 100% over before moving on? And the reason I'm asking that is because, and, you know, we're going to bring it down to a couple notches because none of us here is like 100 years old. You know who B. Smith is? Because I don't know who B. Smith is. Okay.
A lot of people called her like the Black Martha Stewart.
Okay. Thank you for saying that. So B. Smith, Black Martha Stewart, very old woman. She got Alzheimer's and her husband basically just got himself a new woman and moved her in the house while B. Smith is still there chilling.
And a lot of people got a lot of things to say. I guess she's, it's been like, I think 6 years since she was diagnosed.
Yeah.
Or maybe more, I'm not sure. But yeah, so this woman apparently is with him, helping him. Mm-hmm. And he recently came out and started, you know, publicly. I don't know how long this woman has been there, but
he publicly came out with her in December and posted this big long thing on Facebook about it.
Yeah.
And even, like, he has apparently has a daughter from a previous relationship who is approving of the relationship as well.
As well she should.
So, yeah.
That's tough.
But let's bring it back a couple notches. Just because, you know, Beast Man, she's not coming back. It's not because she's not all of a sudden to remember and be like, break up with her. You know what I mean? But let's say, you know, like, for example, me, I was separated, not completely divorced yet.
Oh.
And I was dating and stuff like that. Actually, you know what? I got with my wife, the woman who I eventually married, who I've been married to 2 years today, as a matter of fact. Happy anniversary. Her while I was still married. But I was very honest about it. I was like, hey, listen, I'm separated right now. We're on our way to getting divorced. And that's the deal. Alex.
Yes.
Oh.
Hi.
How are you, madam?
So I personally don't think it's an issue at all. But I think the only stipulation that I have is that they can't be living together. Because if you're still living together, you're still in that marriage. You're still part of it. I actually was in that same situation. My now husband was separated from his wife. But he was actually moved out, had his own apartment and everything. And we've been together 7 years. So.
Yeah. Congratulations. And can I say that if you're the person who's in the separated but not divorced category, you need to bring your A game too. I was saying earlier, like Melissa, in your case, you got to bring your A game to make the guy want to leave. If you're in the separated but not divorced category, a lot of people are looking at you funny. Trust me, I know. So you need to bring your A game for somebody to want to pull you away, just in case you're not completely sure. That guy that you were talking about that said, I'm never going to leave my wife because of her health insurance is a... That is an outlier of a case.
I get it. But in a lot of situations, the people that are separated have no intentions of leaving their spouse.
All right. Melissa, I got
bringing it to Rob.
Yeah, this is Rob right here. Rob, you're not going to leave your spouse?
I never said I wasn't going to leave my spouse. I mean, she did me dirty. And that's why we're separated now. I am with a woman that I've been with for 2.5 years and have no intentions on ever leaving her. I'm in love with her.
But you're still married.
But my ex-wife did me dirty, really dirty.
But what does that mean?
So you're going to punish her by staying married to her?
Right.
Romero, you're killing me this morning, brother.
No, but
good question, though.
It is a good question. I mean, you know, like I said, my girl's been on my ass from day one to divorce my wife. I just haven't done it.
Why?
Because it's like,
now you're telling me. Okay, I just haven't. And, you know, my girl is on my ass constantly to divorce this woman.
Can you blame her, though?
Why? If you think Rob's story is great, can I just say, so let me tell you about a friend of mine, okay? So he, in the process of getting divorced, separated but not divorced, he meets another girl, separated but not divorced. Now, he was, you know, the divorce process, if you look at the process, he was further along than the girl he met up. They hit it off, and he was like, I want to be with you. And she said, okay. So she was like, I'm going to expedite my divorce. Mm-hmm. Boom. Did that. Now she's completely divorced. Now you fast forward. I think they've been together for 3 years. He's still not divorced.
See?
He's like, Rob.
See?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.